Is this you every morning? Do you find yourself a little groggy? Do you find yourself hitting that snooze button, admittedly more than what you like? You don't have to do that anymore. Every morning, you can start out your day with Green Sky Coffee. It'll give you that kick that you need without that crash later. It's the perfect smooth blend made by my friend Shay over at greenskycoffee.com. Order yourself a bag today. Use the code BILLY10. That's Billy10 and get 10% off your order today. And wait, there's more. If your order is over $35, you will get free shipping on your order today. Help my buddy out. Well, I am back with an episode of podcast, and this week it is freezing. Elsa cannot let it go. The cold is here with a vengeance. I got my car stuck trying to back out of the drive today, and luckily some guy came to help, and I got the shovel, and he kind of hand scooped a little bit. Next thing you know, I'm out. I got all my errands done. Be safe out there. Don't drive if you have to. Dress in layers. I personally had t-shirt, hoodie, jacket, and coat, along with my mask and gloves to keep warm. It is really cold out there with the wind chill, so be safe. So let's talk about sports this week. Well, they say there are things in life that are certain, death and taxes. I'm going to add one more, and that is Tom Brady in the playoffs. Whether you like him or don't like him, the guy is successful under pressure. He now has 7 Super Bowl rings. He is in the same company as Ariana Grande with 7 rings. So as much as I hate to say it, you did it. You won another Super Bowl. It was an interesting time, the weekend, with the great halftime performance. Really enjoyed seeing that. It was one of the first times I can recall not having a collaboration with another artist. So what a great kickoff. There were some good commercials, some bad ones, and some in the middle. And it was overall another good Super Bowl. I admittedly watched it on the CBS app through screen share on my phone to my TV. It worked perfectly, and it was a fun time. Well, hopefully you guys are staying safe out there. Well, guys, my friend Andrew, if you know him, Sparkles, is doing a new podcast called Color Me Gay. You can hear it on Anchor FM, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Head over there and help my buddy out. He's an awesome, awesome human being with a different perspective that I cannot provide that I think is important to hear. So him and I are planning on doing a collaboration here soon. Amazing person I've gotten to know over the years. And seriously, just an amazing viewpoint on how the world looks and a fun person to get to know. So anyways, let's get back to sports. The Cardinals made some major moves and a little bit slower than maybe we would like on some of the stuff, but they picked up a major player in Arenado, Nolan Arenado. So what happened was the Cardinals picked him up at third baseman. He played for the Rockies. Very good player. He should add to our offense and hopefully defense. So I'm very excited to see what Arenado brings to the table and what he can do for the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm a lifelong Cardinals fan. Well, I can't say lifelong. I started in 2006 with my grandma. We watched the Cardinals versus Cubs. Didn't really care for how the Cubs were. So we went with the Cardinals and they won the World Series that year. Again, in 2011. I've been lucky enough to be able to be there for some interesting games, and I've never been to a playoff game, so that's also on the list of things I need to do. But St. Louis will always have a special place in my heart, and it was awesome to see them pick up Arenado. Now, there was some controversy. Colton Wong was released. The Gold Glover, we will miss his at-bat and his defense. I wish him well. Also, Adam Wainwright was re-signed to the Cardinals. A good pitcher. He had good numbers last year. I expect him to perform. He's a great player. The guy against odds, even after a game that maybe didn't go the way he would like, he always seems to bounce back. So very happy to have Adam Wainwright and what a veteran what the veteran experience of his can do in teaching these newer players or players that maybe just need to tweak a few things. So I'm hoping to see Wainwright as a coach for the St. Louis Cardinals in the future, but I am excited to have him back. And the big one, the one we were not sure about, that everybody was biting their nails over. A lot of people that I talked to said they weren't going to go to a Cardinal game again. But guess what? It happened. Yadier Molina has been re-signed to the St. Louis Cardinals. We will see him behind the plate, and hopefully he can help the other catcher get up to speed, teach him new things. Yadier Molina, I think, will always have a role in baseball if he so chooses. The man is just so darn good behind the plate, defensively, a clutch hitter offensively. He'll put some RBIs on the board. He'll hit in clutch situations. He is an asset to any team, and I am so happy that Yadier Molina has been brought back as the Cardinals on a one-year deal. This could be his last season. If so, every standing ovation, every at-bat, I can say on behalf of a lot of the fans I know, we love having Yadier Molina in St. Louis. He plays such a pivotal role down there, and I look forward to seeing what he can do this year. And if we can make the playoffs, I hope Yadi gets some key at-bats to help us out. The guy has been loyal to the Cardinals. The fans respect and support him. We've been loyal to him. Thank you, St. Louis, for making the right decision and bringing him back. We'll see what happens, as I think this is going to be a very competitive year and different as we start to put fans back into the baseball stadiums. It's going to be interesting to see what the MLB decides, but I look forward to the 2021 Major League Baseball season. We will head to a commercial, and we'll be right back with more of the Billy Manning Show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the road to WrestleMania, and that road kicked off at the 2021 Royal Rumble event, which took place on January 31st, 2021. So, the road to WrestleMania, we saw Drew McIntyre retain his championship against Bill Goldberg in a hard-hitting matchup. Sasha Banks defended her championship successfully against Carmella. Roman Reigns defeated Kevin Owens in a brutal last man standing match to retain his Universal Championship. And we had the two Royal Rumble matches. This year, we saw the Iron Man and Iron Woman, respectively, in their matches. Bianca Belair came in at number 3. She lasted 56 minutes and 53 seconds, setting the record for the Women's Royal Rumble. And it came down to her and Rhea Ripley. And oh my gosh, what a matchup. I'm happy for her. Everything she has been through, the pain, the training, the suffering was all worth it. As now Bianca Belair has a ticket to WrestleMania against the champion of her choice. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And then on the men's end of things, Edge came in at number 1, lasted 58 minutes, and won the entire thing. So we saw entry number 3 for the women's, Bianca Belair, and Edge from number 1 win. And now for the wrestling purist in me, Bianca Belair has a choice of the NXT Women's Champion, Io Shirai, which will be a very athletic contest, as Io Shirai, the genius of the sky, is amazing and part of the best women's division of all of wrestling. And I would argue the best division in all of wrestling, period. And that is the NXT Women's Division. Bianca Belair came from there. Currently, you have Rhea Ripley. You have Shotzi Blackheart, the successful Ember Moon, Raquel Gonzalez, the newest, brightest star, and my favorite, Dakota Kai. Now, I watched NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day last night. Let me tell you what, they delivered and then some. I wrote down that WWE, you have the talent. Why can't you produce this level of content every week as far as the wrestling goes? Let the wrestling tell the story. And I miss that, the story of the struggle through a fight. And Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon are a hell of a team, and they did a good job together. And they faced off against Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai had two amazing, stellar NXT TakeOver War Game performances, with turning on Tegan Nox the first year and then in 2020, helping her team by starting out against Ember Moon and winning the NXT TakeOver War Games. This was the first ever Women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Tournament. And let me tell you what, it lived up to the hype. This match was back and forth. A lot of finishers, a lot of kickouts, a lot of breakups. Like as far as pin breakups go, hot tags. I like the early offensive onslaught put on by both teams. Dakota Kai, they went after her legs. She has a history of knee and leg injuries. And she finally got the tag to Raquel. This was a back and forth match. Raquel Gonzalez looked like a star that she is. She has a bright future ahead of her. I cannot wait to see what she does, all the future championships. She's very lean, very muscular, very good in the ring. There's not really a lot of down. There wasn't a lot of downtime in this matchup. One of the best women's matches and one of the best matches I have seen in 2021. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez go on to win. The right team won here, but credit to Shotzi and Ember. This was an entertaining, hard-hitting, fast-paced match. I was on the edge of my seat for the entire show. So back to what I was talking about here. Bianca Belair could challenge Io Shirai. That would be a very athletic matchup. Her and Sasha Banks. Right now, Sasha Banks is doing some of the best wrestling I've ever seen, period. And she can go with anybody. So that's also an intriguing athletic matchup. And Asuka, we know what she can do. There was the undefeated streak. There was the title run that she has had lately. Asuka is very good, and in my opinion, we still haven't seen everything she can do. But the women's division's heating up, and I think we're going to have a great WrestleMania match, no matter who Bianca Belair chooses to face. And on the men's side of things, Edge. For the wrestling purist to me, I would love to see Edge and Finn Balor tear down for the NXT Championship. Finn Balor doing the best work in his career right now. Edge is in great shape. The story these two men could tell in the ring is awesome. You have a guy making his comeback, hanging with one of the best athletes in the world today, Finn Balor. So this will be a hell of a story. Drew McIntyre, from them both having been Edge injured coming back, Drew being let go and coming back, both of them are on fire, and they have that constant drive to always better themselves and to perform. So that would be a hell of a matchup. And also Roman Reigns and Edge. You have the arrogant heel who could say, look at me, look at you. I'm in the prime of my career. You're still coming back. I've been doing this for a while, and I could beat you. And the master spear versus spear. On paper, it sounds interesting. So I think we're in for one hell of a WrestleMania. It'll be a two-day event. From Raymond James Stadium in Florida, Tampa, where it was supposed to happen last year. My friend Brian and I are planning on ordering our tickets around Thanksgiving to go to WrestleMania in Texas next year. But it's going to be interesting to see how they do this with social distancing. I, for one, think we are in for a heck of a WrestleMania with a lot of surprises and a lot of interesting matchups. Well, guys, I hope you stay safe out there in the cold. Bundle up. Stay in if you can. And that's all I have for this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in to The Billy Manning Show.